Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Toldot, the blessings of the field. We'd like to dedicate our learning today in memory of those who contain so much learning, so much knowledge and wisdom, such dedication to learning. We'd like to dedicate our remarks today to the four who were massacred just yesterday, the terrible massacre in Har Nof in Yerushalayim while they were engaged in prayer. Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Goldberg of Britain, Rabbi Aryeh Kapinski, whose brother, we offer condolences to him, who used to work with here in Memphis, Rabbi Moshe Twersky, great scholar of the Brisker Method, grandson of Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, son of Tara and Rabbi Isidore Twersky, a blessed memory, a brother of my good friend and teacher, Rabbi Meir Twersky. We wish them condolences, Mrs. Rosenblatt. We wish them all our condolences. And Kalman Levine, who's right here from Kansas City, and who was very dedicated to Torah as well. It behooves us to learn in their memory. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, whose grandson was taken from us this week, our teacher and mentor, he asks the question, why is it that Rivka insists that Lechna El Hatzon, that her son Yaakov, before he deceives his father, before he prepares the meat, that he go to the sheep? She can't go to the sheep herself. Why can't she go out? We know the women, Rivka is famous for going out to the sheep. Why does she have to ask him to get the sheep? Why do we need to know that? Of course, if they're going to prepare some sheep and some meat, they have to get the sheep. What is it about getting the sheep that's important? It's not that she wasn't deeply involved in the process. After all, she actually puts on his coat for him. She's very involved with this trickery. She is, after all, the sister of Lavan the trickster. Yaakov is very dependent on her. So why then does he have to go get the sheep? Why does he have to go to the sheep, Lechna El Hatzon? Rabbi Soloveitchik answered that this is part of her whole approach as to why Yaakov needs to get these blessings, deception or not. He needs the blessings because a Jew in this world cannot head off to the spiritual tents of Torah and think that someone else will protect them. Someone else will provide for them. We know that in this world, it's a self-serving world. It's a selfish world where everyone protects themselves. And unless the Jew is fortified militarily, economically, cannot survive. He needs both elements. As the Malbim pointed out, Rivka's vision was to have Yaakov engaged not only in the spirit, but also in the physical world. Yitzchak thought that Yaakov would surely be the spiritual one. He would get the blessings of Abraham. But let Esav, who's better out in the field, let him be the one who supports his brother. And Rivka understood that you have to merge the two, that there is great spirituality in the field. And actually, when Yaakov comes in dressed as Esav, Yitzchak is very impressed, because Yitzchak is not simply a man of the spirit, a man who offered himself on the altar. Yitzchak is one who went lasuach basadeh. He found God in the field. After all, he instituted mincha, the afternoon prayer, the prayer that said, when we're out at work, we're out in the field. He instituted that. He's a man of the field. Vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi, vayimsa ba'aretz ahi, mea sharim. God blessed him in the field. He's the one who plants. He's the one connected to the land of Israel. He's the only one who's a farmer, not a shepherd. He understands the value of the field. And therefore, when he bumps into Yaakov dressed as Esav, he says, Rei Rech Bini, Kareach Sadeb, Sheberecho Hashem. He realizes that somehow Yaakov now, with this new approach that Rivka has indoctrinated into him, Yaakov is now the embodiment of Reach Sadeh, one who gives off the aroma of the field that God has blessed, Asher Berecho Hashem. That's the kind of person he's become. He has that potential to bless the field. People think that spirituality comes in an ivory tower. Spirituality comes when I block everything else out and I learn and I daven. And surely a lot of spirituality comes from that. But there's another spirituality. And that's the spirituality of the Reach Sadeh, of the aroma of the field which God blesses. As one of my teachers pointed out, the idea of a religious Jew is not just to learn more and to daven more. That we need to do. But also to be more spiritual out in the field. Be more ethical when we're out in the field. To make greater Kiddush Hashem, a greater sanctification of God's name by impressing others with the Reach Sadeh, the beauty of the ethics that can emerge from the work you can do out in the field. That's the greatest beauty. And why Shnei Gdeizim? Why are there two sheep? After all, she's feeding one man. Why two sheep? And the Medrash says that this is connected somehow to the Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel, to the two goats that we offer on Yom Kippur. And what are those two goats? One's for God, one we throw off the cliff. And he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, there are two things you can do in life out in that field. You can make Sir Lashem, you can take that produce in the field, you can lift it up to God, you can bring first fruits and tithes, and you can give it to the poor. You can build Jewish institutions and Torah institutions and create Jewish neshamos and Jewish lives. That's one thing. That's the goat that's for God. That's the field that's for God. And then there's a goat that goes off the cliff, a goat of suffering, the goat of what we saw yesterday, the heart-wrenching feeling of here people who try to make their life in the land of Israel, go out in the Sadeh, the field of Israel, and how what a beautiful fragrance they gave off. The Rabbi Tursky, who represented the tradition, the Masorah, the tradition of Judaism that he got from his grandfather, which he got from his grandfather, which he got from the Reb Chaim Volozhin, which he got from the Vilna Gaon, the chain of tradition, and all that learning and all that analytical approaches. To head the kollel there at Yeshivas Toras Moshe. It's the Reach Sadeh. But then there's a great tragedy. That's when the tragedy of life hits and there's waste. There's something's just, you do something, you make an effort at work and it fails. You try something and it doesn't work. You do something and it goes in the wrong direction. Or God forbid, tragedy strikes and you're cast off the cliff. That's the second offering to God. That tragedy. We say that the mitat tzadikim mechaperet. We say that the death of the righteous atones as much as the sacrifice does. That's the second goat. The goat in the field when I fail at work and I suffer, that suffering is also an atonement, just like the gifts to God, the gifts to charity, the gifts to the poor. What Rivka taught us in this week's parsha is Lech Nael Hatzon, that we can go out into the world, whether it's into the world, the land of Israel, where we can connect with our ancestral home and build something new there. Whether it's in the world of work, the world of the workforce, where there's so much good to be done, so much role modeling can be done, so many ethical challenges present themselves, and a person can pass those challenges. And Rivka also taught us, there's Shnei Gdayezim. Sometimes we can do things in a magnificent way. It's just a Reach Sadeh. It's just the field of God is blessed. And sometimes, as Yitzchak knows all too well, there's the sacrificial aspect. There's the tragic aspect. But that too has a bright silver lining. And that is that ultimately it's atonement as well. Yesterday, the Jewish people unwillingly received an atonement. It's unbelievable. The death of four righteous people. The rabbis say it atones. It should atone for all of our sins, and we should hope and pray. There should be no more tragedy. We should be able to have that other goat, the goat of Reach Sadeh, Shebrecho Hashem, the blessing of all the work of our hands, the blessing of the Torah, the blessing we should merit to continue to have among us people who dedicate themselves to Torah, in a most magnificent way, and which brings glory to us, to the Jewish people, and to all of our children. May the Yizichram Baruch, may the memories of these four individuals and the heroic policemen, the Druze policemen who try to help them in the process, may they all be blessed. The Shama should have an aliyah, and Shama should be Melitz Yosher, should be intercede on our behalf for prayers of peace, prayers of Torah, blessing and hatzlacha for everyone. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lemeth Congregation. Thanks for joining us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, the various how-to videos as well. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.